Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so you were just talking about the vegan family and all the things that go wrong.
Not just the fact is the woman that can't really make anything over the holidays, can't make any sweets, can't make the traditional
because
family
her
recipes.
Her adult daughter won't bring her own food. She puts it on the family, so the whole family suffers, right? So it says, hi, my name is Alicia. Hi, Alicia. I'm listening and wanted to say something about family and food issues. I have celiac disease. I can't have food with gluten or dairy in it. So for about 16 years now, I've had to eat different than everyone else. Now, when it comes to family events, there is no special, we'll all eat your way treatment. I'll either bring something I can eat, or if I know there's going to be stuff that I can eat, I'll see if there's anything I can add. I would not make anyone eat how I have to eat. Food has gotten better, but it's still not near as good as the real stuff. The fake cheese is disgusting. Tillamook medium cheddar I can eat. They somehow process the sugars different, so I can eat that, LOL. Love listening to you, etc., etc.
Alicia, I did read today on the celiac disease that it's okay to French kiss your man or your girlfriend.
So what was I saw the headline, I didn't read the story.
Like if you have a peanut allergy,
yeah,
and I just eat a big handful of peanuts and we get into a lip lock, there's a chance that your throat will swell up and you're screwed. Apparently with this, it's not, I guess,
as severe or
of a reaction. I don't know. People were scared about that. Like, look, if I have this and you're chomping on cheese, whatever the deal is, if I go in, you know, to get one, you know.
Well, I mean, the peanut allergy thing I've heard.
Here's one thing. Allow people to chew and swallow before you attempt to kiss them. But just know.
Depends what they're eating.
Yeah, just know for a fact that I guess doctor said it's not the most severe thing with celiac disease. Nothing else. Just that one.
So the good news, you're still going to eat crappy cheese, but make out with anyone you want. Good news.
Correct.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Jordan.
Random,
welcome
random,
to the men's room.
Random, bitches.
Hola.
Jordan, welcome to the program. And the random question. Let's see what we got for you. All right, let's go with this one. What was your last animal encounter, whether that be domestic or wild? What was the last one remember?
Last animal encounter.
Yeah.
Can we count insects?
Sure.
Yeah, it's an animal.
Yeah, I was watching TV last night, minding my own business, getting ready to turn in, and lo and behold, I'm starting to see this black dot on the corner of my room start to dart around, and I'm like, oh, no. And I get up to get a close look at it, and it starts scurrying away, and sure enough, it's a little house spider. And I was like, sweating, trying to get my bearings if I'm going to kill this thing, because I don't like spiders. I don't think anybody else likes spiders. And
well, why'd you want to kill the spider if you like spiders? Like a spider in my house, you're doomed. I don't like you. I don't want you there.
No, I don't like spiders.
Oh, you said you don't like spiders. Okay.
Yeah. So I had nothing to kill with within like my immediate arm's reach. So what I decided to do is my daughter just finished potty training, so I still had like a little nook of a few diapers over there. So I grabbed one of them, waited till this guy got close enough to me, and then he dropped down about a foot trying to spin a web, and then that scared me, so I jumped back and kind of screamed a little bit. And he scurried back up, got in the corner, and then I got him with a diaper.
All right. So if you're like me, I mean, like, a spider's the worst thing to find in the house.
No.
Like, I can deal with a bee, of that. I'm just saying. And my daughter, I believe it was yesterday, she yells down the hall and asks me if I can come here. That's never a good sign. So I go down the hall. I'm like, what's up? So she was eating strawberries. There was a spider in her strawberries. Well, now that spider was on her bed. So I needed to remove the spider from her bed.
I think the worst thing you can kill in your house is a moth, especially if you have white walls. I've still got a mark on my wall. Looks like a bomb exploded on the side of it or something.
You don't take any satisfaction with that?
It went, poof, and I mean, the powder coming off those wings, and it was darker. So, like, I could not wipe that crap off of my wall.
I have one, if it was a fly, some type of flying animal. I don't know, maybe a little gnat or whatever, but it was in my shower.
All right.
So I smacked him and killed him. Like, I was cleaning my shower Saturday. I was like, I'm gonna leave him up there. Well, let the other gnats know what happens when you come to the
show. You Vlad the Impaler'd this fruit fly slash gnat.
Okay. I was looking at him this morning. You know what I haven't seen
in
a week?
You cleaned your shower, but left the dead insect up there as a message to the other insects.
I haven't seen another one in that shower in a week.
Okay, that's fair. I cannot argue with the circumstantial evidence.
I'm not saying it's foolproof. Just saying, I think they know.
Reason we asked about your last animal interaction. This is a bizarre story. I think just based on the fact, if you know anything about Florida and geographically where this is located and the population, it's weird to think that one person has been found dead in a bear attack in Naples, Florida. Officers were on the scene and investigated it as an active crime scene. The public information officer of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission,
Is that a crime for a bear to attack a person?
Well, this happened
this
morning.
Did it break the law is what I'm asking.
Deputies arrived about an hour later, found one deceased person, according to the sheriff, and they were looking for the bear. They could not find the bear either. According to data from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, if confirmed, the May 5th attack would be the second bear mauling in Florida this year.
Really?
To death. While state data references black bear attacks, authorities have not confirmed the type of bear that was involved. Now, according to data, since November 2020, there have been at least 15 bear attacks in Florida, all involving the presence of dogs.
Uh-huh.
They're not sure that this person was... They could have been walking their dog, or that dog took the hell off. They don't know. The last attack, a dog was not present. But despite the recent bear attacks in Southwest Florida, bear attacks are relatively rare, and the chance of being attacked
had two this year.
By a bear is 1 in 2.1 million.
Ooh, congratulations.
According to the World Animal Foundation. And one more crazy story here involving animals. A man was left fighting for his life after a vicious attack by a rabid bobcat in southeast Georgia.
Oh.
Hunter Hudson said he was out camping last week when the bobcat struck without warning. It was me or him, and I got two little boys, 12 and 5, and daddy's coming home, kids. Hudson said he was enjoying a quiet campfire when a sound in the dark got him awake at night. Heard a noise, you know, I've never heard that noise before. So he said the bobcat then attacked basically without warning. A video shot by his friend captured the chaos of the moments after.
Wait, what?
He walked out of his camper and got attacked by the bobcat.
Friend videotaped this.
The chaos after the fact, yeah.
After, okay.
I wasn't looking for the bobcat. The bobcat found me and came out and jumped on my shoulder. Hudson said the gun was out of reach and he had to rely on pure instinct to survive. So what did this guy do? What did this guy do to see if he could mess with the bobcat?
Got
to
be choking.
In a way, but not in the throat.
Grab his genitalia. Junk?
Nope, he jammed his thumbs up the guy's nostrils.
Oh!
Take that.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. I put my thumbs right in there and made it so he couldn't breathe, Hudson said. Badly hurt, Hudson said he knew he had to act fast. So I had blood running off the end of my fingertips, had to call the ambulance, get them to help me clot it. And up there on my back, I just couldn't stop bleeding. However, the danger was not over, as the bobcat tested positive for rabies.
Oh, yay.
So how many shots did you get with inch and a half needles in one session?
Six.
40. He says Whoa. He almost passed out twice. As he recovered and underwent treatment for rabies, he said he is just grateful to be alive. I've seen a lot, you know what I mean? But for me, this is one of the craziest. I don't know, man. You can't make this stuff up. But a Florida man is freaked out based on the attack. And, you know,
and his friend videotaped the aftermath.
It appears that way. Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. Mm-hmm. Thanks for your contribution.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.